This is Detective Jacob Jenkins. The date is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. It's 10:13 in the morning. I am currently at the Highland Court Office, and with me are three other people for an interview we're doing on this investigation. And introduce yourself, please.
Zeb Washburn.
Okay. And Zeb's your full first name, I think
it's Zebulon.
Zebulon, okay.
And I'm Bill Jarvis, an attorney and rep for the Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council.
Jennifer Bell, 911 dispatcher, Union Steward for the union.
Okay. So Zeb, right before can I call you Zeb?
Yeah.
Okay. So right before I started this recording, I told you that we're doing I was asked to do an investigation and to talk to everybody involved, and I told you I was going to go from there. So that's where we're at. Do you have any idea why we're here right now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what you know?
For playing games, like cards, and apparently not doing cell checks.
Okay. Is that it? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you have documentation with you. Is there something that you're wanting me to see, or is there a reason?
I just have stuff in case I need it. I don't know what to bring.
Okay. Well, if it's stuff that you wanted me to look at, I will. But if it's not for me to look at, it's just for you, for reference in or whatever, that's fine. I just want to go.
Okay.
So if there's stuff that you needed me to read, and I will do that. So.
Fair enough.
So nothing. Okay. I'm just making sure. I guess when people walk in with files, I imagine they're about to throw things at me to read. So that's why I'm making sure before I get off into a tangent.
Oh, those are his notes. I'm sorry. I know what those are. Those are his notes that he's taken throughout the course of employment.
Very good. It's good to do.
So things. I mean, it's got things in there that have done the same thing as me.
Good. It's good for you to do. So if it needs to come up, it'll come up. All right. So I received a complaint from your supervisor, Jay Williman, asking me to look into this, specifically asking about card playing, movie watching, these types of things going on in the jail. It's my understanding through talking to other people at the jail that these things do happen. Is that stuff going on?
Yes.
Okay. And are you involved in doing that?
Yes.
Okay. To your knowledge, is it against any rules?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. You're like the longest tenured employee there, right?
Yeah.
Have you read anything or been told by anybody that it's not okay?
Nope.
Okay. If I was Jay, which I'm not, and you're playing cards or watching movies inside the jail, and I was to walk in, is this something that you would be okay with me seeing?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't expect to get in trouble if I walked in and saw you doing it?
No. As long as we're getting our work done and for no reason.
I guess I have a question of, there's a complaint as well, in addition to all that, that it comes up. You would be playing cards and watching movies rather than doing your job duties. Is that true?
No.
Do you think at any point in time you're watching movies or playing games and neglecting any duties whatsoever?
No. If anything, we have two ons and three people working. And a lot of times, like, they'll get up because they have the ones, like, oh, we got it. You know, like, okay. So I sit there and I can watch them on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a card playing, everybody's doing it, so there's no card playing going on when they leave the room.
Okay. And so when you say wands, I think I know what you're talking about. But I want to make sure that somebody who doesn't do what you do has an understanding if this happens to be listened to by somebody else. What do you mean?
They're wands that you go around and beep the cells, so it shows that you do cell checks.
Okay.
So no cell checks have been missed.
So three employees, two wands, two are doing cell checks, one is watching them on camera.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty standard how you guys do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, there's no cameras in control room watching you do it, but that's what you're telling me is you are basically supervising at that point to make sure they're doing it,
yeah.
Or at least safety checking.
Yeah, whoever doesn't go on the cell check and watch the cameras.
Okay. Is there always three guys on, or is that standard? Or?
Not usually. Usually there's two.
Okay.
But with new person hired, you know, they need to learn how to go do the cell checks and everything. And so, we had three because we had a new hire.
Okay. If there's just two of you, how do you guys go about doing it?
One gets one side, the other gets the other side.
Okay. Okay. Have you made any comments to any employees about knowing that you can get in trouble or fired for making these or for playing games, watching videos?
Pretty sure that wasn't me that made that comment. But if anything, it's just like, so Ryan Murphy doesn't find out.
Okay.
Because he likes to stir pots and stuff.
So I'm not saying that you said it, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know that you know if you said it or not. Not pretty sure.
Yeah.
Did you say it or did someone else say it? Okay. But you have heard it? Yes?
Yes,
no?
I have heard it.
Okay, so it was said in your presence then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you said other people are doing the same things that you're doing. Are you talking about playing cards and watching videos, or are you talking about more stuff?
Playing cards, watching videos.
Okay.
Same stuff as we do.
Okay. So... is this happening on all shifts? Or
second shift and third shift.
Second and third shift.
First shift, at one point, Jay let us bring a PS4 in and play PlayStation.
He gave you guys permission for that?
Yeah.
Is that verbal or written?
Verbal.
Verbal?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you specifically asked?
Yeah. I don't remember how it came up, but yes, he let me and Ryan to play.
Okay.
And then... another time, another employee brought one, and they got in trouble for it.
Okay.
So there's different standards for everybody in that place.
Okay. Do you have any written policies or procedures that give you guidelines as to what you can and can't do in there?
I haven't seen an SOP in a long time.
Okay. But you've seen one?
I mean, if I did, it had been a long time ago.
Okay.
When Ed Molly was in an office.
So prior,
that's the last one we had.
Prior to...
Sheriff Wood.
Okay. Since Jay's been in charge of the jail, right, I'm not hitting on Jay or anything. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you know as an employee, what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. Do you have anything in writing anywhere that you have access to look at and say, these are things I shouldn't do, these are things I should do, these are things that are expected of me, anything like that?
No.
And for clarification, are we talking about rules of the department or rules from the Department of Corrections, which get into jail standards and those kind of things? I mean, I think there's two separate questions that are there.
I'm asking one question.
Sure.
And the reason I'm asking the question is because no different than you or I or Jennifer here, do we have a set standard that our department is asking us to abide by, basically? You know, and we have access to look at that file to know my supervisor's not here and I decide I'm going to do something that I think maybe it's good, maybe it's not. Do I have a way to look something up and say, probably shouldn't do that? That's what I'm trying to find out. Do you have a file on a computer, a hard copy, anything that gives you like a set of guidelines issued by our department that is telling you what you can and can't do?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen anything that told us that we... what we can and cannot do.
Okay. I believe that that really is all the questions I have for you, Zeb.
Okay.
So, do you feel that you've done anything wrong?
No.
Okay. So, do you feel that there's other things that anyone else has done wrong or something that you want to talk about now while we're here?
You asking if he has information about other employees' conduct, misconduct at work? Is that what you're asking about?
If it's something that he wants to bring up while we're here, officially.
You understand the question.
Right. Yeah. And I've got...
I'll clarify why I'm asking.
Tons of stuff.
You brought yourself some files, some notes that you took to in case you needed to be able to protect yourself and say, look at what these other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... is this something that you as an employee, you see that people are doing things? Is it creating a hostile work environment for you to where you're like, I don't like that, I'm going to write this down? Or is this stuff that you're doing just to protect yourself? Because if it's stuff that's causing you a problem, while we're here, bring it up, I'll document it,
okay.
And we'll bring it forward.
I've definitely got a hostile work environment.
Okay.
Mainly Murphy, Ryan Murphy. Always making snide remarks. Anybody walks in late or anything, he's always throwing my name out there. Anything anybody does is wrong. He's the only one that's right. It's just, I've got plenty of times where he didn't do cell checks. He just sat back and talked to Jay or Sheriff when me and Carmen did them. Personal errands on the clock, not helping with lunch.
So if official complaint does come up for said things, you have evidence and or dates and times to document those things?
Everything, yeah.
Okay. I can't say anything's going to happen, but it'll be something that I mention. So then we'll see from there. I don't want you to think that I'm not here to hear your side too. That's why I'm asking, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not involved whatsoever as far as taking sides. I'm just gathering information. So, and I just want you to understand that. I'm on both sides here.
Okay.
So, I would say that's it, really, unless you have anything else that you want to talk about specifically.
I think that's it.
Okay. Guys, anything?
I just want to clarify. I presume that you are concluding your investigation. It goes to your relevant chain of command.
Yes.
And either the chief deputy or the sheriff looks at it and makes a decision. Ordinarily, we have... It's sort of a two-step process. You get the administrative interview, which we're having now, and
yes,
there's a pre-disciplinary meeting at some point later. That still may occur down the line, correct? That's not we're not combining all those things into one today. Is that right?
Are you asking me if I make a decision on what happens?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I am purely investigating, fact gathering. That's it.
Okay.
A written report be given to Chief Deputy Weston, and it'll be up to him, and I believe the sheriff or whoever, I don't know if Jay gets involved in that, goes way beyond me. So
understood. Understood. Okay.
You know, up until yesterday, I didn't know I was going to be in this room, so I thought it was going to be them. So.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, Jane.
Everything?
I can't speak on Zeb's behalf. In regards to everything that's in that document, that's up to him to whether or not to disclose. However, there's a lot more evidence, there's a lot more than just Murphy in there, in his notes, that proves, or that he has documentation on, of violations of policies and procedures. If we were to have access to a SOP, which is not anywhere in the jail, that is accessible to dispatch or corrections. I specifically went looking for an SOP in regards to a different incident and a different employee.
Okay. So you went looking for standard operating procedures and policies?
Yes, I did.
Well, when did you do that?
It
doesn't have to be an exact date.
A couple days after a bar fight.
Okay. You were looking to see if an employee violated a policy?
Because three other correctional officers came to me in regards to... filing a grievance, and I couldn't find an SOP.
Is that because you're the union rep?
Yes, me. Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you bring any of that up to anybody, supervisors of any sort?
I did.
Okay.
Not about the SOP, but I did about the complaint.
Okay.
I brought it up to Derek, told him that I had three correctional officers wanting to know what can happen to the individual. Because they wanted to file a complaint. He said it was being investigated, or that he would look into it. He just doesn't know how he's going to handle it yet.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to get too far off into something else.
Right.
But
that was my whole thing. I'm just letting you know that there are other instances in there.
Okay. Okay. You know, and that's stuff that, you know, that can be discussed and dealt with at a different time. But I'm glad that you brought it up. About the SOP and stuff for Zeb's behalf. Unless either one of you guys have any other questions or anything?
One other thing, just for the purpose of completeness, I've been the rep for this unit for quite a while, and I think before you came on, the jail was temporarily closed for a while. I assume you're aware of that.
Yes.
And knew of that. And one of the things they had at the time was they not only was the jail not seen as to be compliant, and they've moved, they've done a lot of work on it. I want to applaud them for their efforts in that respect. But one of the things they talked about back then was, do we have regular protocols to address safety issues and things of that nature? So I know this has come up before.
Okay.
Several years ago, when there were discussions about segregation and whether females can be housed with males, there was lots of things that was being discussed. Mm-hmm. That they need. There was a Department of Corrections like an audit or findings or whatever, and they said you need to make these changes, and they were. Mm-hmm. But I do know for a while there was a question, as Jennifer just said, are there policies and procedures that govern the jail and operations and things of that nature? But I know that that had come up before, and I'm just bringing it to your attention that that was an issue a number of years ago.
Specifically, I know you brought up, you know, Department of Corrections guidelines.
Yes, yes.
Those things have to be followed regardless, right?
Correct.
So
yes, yes.
As long as Zeb or any other corrections deputies are officers, I don't know what you guys hate
corrections
to say,
officers
likes to call yeah. yourselves. Where I'm from is corrections deputies, here is corrections officers, and so I get the right. lingos messed up. But obviously, there are minimum standards set by the state that say you have yeah. to handle these things, or you're going to get shut down, you're going to get sued,
sure.
you're going to get in trouble.
Right.
You know, and so those things, those are or should be an absolute understood, right, that
right.
those things have to happen.
Right.
Specifically, what I'm worried about is departmental policies. Are you violating any department policies?
Right.
You know, if I'm doing something that, you know, that I know that I'm not supposed to do according to something I've been read or taught, told something, you know.
Right.
And so that's what I was asking about.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
It is 10:30, and the end of this interview.